Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, it's the Hollywood Life Podcast. We are here and we actually are here with a lot of news about a sad subject. Demi Lovato allegedly overdosed yesterday. And we have a lot of information about what happened and what she's up to now. Thank the Lord, she is alive and is recovering. And so we're going to give you all of our latest Hollywood Life exclusive information, plus all the celebrity reaction to this. I mean, there's just been such an outpouring of support for Demi. But as you know, I'm not alone here in my podcast studio. I am here with our writer and Hollywood Life anchor and PR coordinator, Ali Stagnita.
Hey guys, good to be here. But as Bonnie said, sad news, but we're going to give you everything we know. You know, sending Demi our best.
We are sending Demi our best. And we're also going to give you some happy news after that.
Yes.
Because Justin and Haley Baldwin, Jaylee, are going strong. And they just seem to be getting happier by the day. So we've got some new scoop for you. And Jennifer Lopez is having the best 49th birthday party ever. But to help us along, we are here with our producer, Nick Gonzalez.
What's up, everyone? Let's get right into it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so here's the score. Demi Lovato, okay, we are here. It is Wednesday afternoon. We got this news yesterday about maybe 1 o'clock.
It was 3:30.
3:30. But it happened the night before.
No,
it happened. So it's Monday, very late at night.
It happened noon in L.A., right?
It happened at noon in L.A.
Noon in L.A.?
Yes, yeah. That's when it happened. She was partying the night before. Right. But she overdosed at noon in L.A. So that's when EMT went to her Hollywood Hills home.
Right. So this is like the aftermath of the party that started the night before.
And she continued to use.
Yes. Now, when the report first came in, TMZ had information from the police. I mean, they're very tucked in there with the LA police, that she had actually OD'd on heroin. Now, that has since been walked back. And the latest rumor is that it was opioids of some sort. And there's also a rumor that there was meth involved. So those are the rumors. Now, Demi's team has not confirmed that she had an overdose. However, everybody has acknowledged, they have confirmed that she's in the hospital, that she is recovering, that she is conscious. And the latest information is that she was unconscious and that she was revived by a drug called Narcan. Mm-hmm. And that at first, the report was that the EMTs who got there administered the Narcan, but now we have heard and reported that it was one of her friends who was with her at her house who had Narcan. And actually, And Hollywood Life is actually in the process of looking into how the friend could get that, because that is a serious drug, not normally available.
That's right. Scary they have that right away. Like, they had that in hand already.
The original report that came from Us Weekly said that her friends were really concerned that this was going to happen, that they were prepared with the Narcan for this to happen.
Thank
just
God.
In case. And Narcan is a lifesaver. Especially in recent years, it's a newer drug on the market, and essentially it's essentially like an EpiPen, and mm-hmm. you stab someone with it and it gives them the adrenaline to revive them and make their heart start working.
Because and make them when start you, breathing
right,
again.
That happened to Prince,
because when you have overdoses, mm-hmm. this kind of overdose, if you go unconscious, it's when you took a downer.
Yeah.
Because your heart slows enough mm-hmm. to stop, which could be a result of opiates. It could be, but heroin is an upper.
Yeah, but the same thing, you can OD and be revived this way,
yes,
as well.
Yes, but the unconsciousness is something that we've heard from doctors and experts that it sounds like it was a downer or a mixture of several different things. You don't know. Previously, of course, Demi was a struggling addict, and her drug of choice 6 years ago was OxyContin, and she was also addicted to cocaine. She went to a treatment facility.
And drinking. She was drinking, yes, as well.
Went to a treatment facility, has been sober for 6 years, but of course a month ago she released a song called Sober where she says that she is no longer sober.
Right, that she had fallen off the wagon three months ago, and she apologized for it.
A month ago she released a song.
Yeah, no, she released the song, but she sings about how in the past couple of months that she had fallen off. But Narcan is now being carried all the time by police officers as well as EMT. I happen to know that because I've talked to some police officers who have told me that they use it all the time.
Yep.
Like, that's crazy. The opiate crisis is so terrible, mm-hmm, that like regular police officers in their patrol cars are armed with this to save people.
I think that, you know, thank God her friends were. Hopefully, mm-hmm, you know, hopefully they got it legally. I mean, I'm sure that they did. I think that, you know, if your friend is in that position and you're that concerned.
Well, yes, we're looking into how they could possibly have gotten it, but it is good they had it. But here's the thing, they had observed for a few weeks or longer that she was like spiraling.
Right, the self-destructive behavior that she does and has done in the past and has admitted to.
And she supposedly had dropped contact with her sober coach. Mm-hmm. She was going out to clubs and partying. She was photographed at a club like two nights before this happened. And we heard she was at a party at an LA restaurant. I've been to it, called the Saddle Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Saddle Ranch.
And that she was at a party there and she was photographed coming out. And then she went to a private party after that. So she's been doing a lot of parties. There's also reports that she was having parties, a lot of parties at her house, and that she also had not been in close contact with her family and a lot of the friends who kept her sober.
Right.
Like that kept her on the straight and narrow, and we're very concerned about that. She had distanced herself, and that's very typical for an addict.
Absolutely. You get into that one bad person that steers you wrong, mm-hmm, you know, and you fall into that habit again. Well, and it's interesting too, because I was looking at the Wilmer Valderrama, and she broke up a year ago or 2 years ago around this same time. And so I think it's very interesting because they were together for 6 years. So he was one of the people who was with her, got her sober during that time.
Right.
She was in rehab and stayed with her throughout, you know, for four more years. And so I'm wondering if that was a tipping point at all, and it kind of then progressed into not being sober again. And Wilmer, we heard, is just
beside himself. Yes. Well, she really hasn't been with anybody seriously since Wilmer. I mean, that was such a significant relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's dated other people, but it's not to the same degree. And so you could be onto something, that perhaps she was feeling lonely. She was feeling rootless. We know how hard it is for so many celebrities who have to go on the road, mm-hmm, and do these very long tours. They're extremely physically demanding. I mean, look at Justin Bieber.
Right.
He was exhausted on his tour.
And he turned to God. You know, like, they do turn to things to give them the support that they feel like they need when they're out on the road like that.
Well, yeah,
and have that nomad lifestyle.
Right. It's nomadic. You're traveling constantly. It's physically exhausting. It is lonely. You don't have, like, you're just there with your crewmates and other people that you're singing with, and your band, your backup singers and dancers. And either, I think you really mesh, like, I do remember when Jennifer Lopez was on her huge kind of real comeback tour, and I actually went to join her and met her in Istanbul a few years ago. That was really structured to keep her protected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had her kids with her, she had her mom with her, her backup dancer she was very close to, friendly, mm-hmm, with. She had, well, her boyfriend at the time was
Casper,
who was also a choreographer. Benny Medina, who's her manager, was with her most of the time. But Casper, who was her boyfriend, was with her through the entire tour. And they were, you know, really hot and heavy. It was in the midst of when their relationship was very strong. And the tour was structured in order for her to get enough rest between stops, to get enough sleep at night. Like, Benny was really smart. He made sure that she wouldn't suffer this way. But, you know, Demi's a single woman. Mm-hmm. She's a young single woman. And maybe it wasn't set up. And same with Justin with in the addiction. Same way.
And she was a
with
child star, with an addiction
past. Yeah.
This scares me for, like, other child stars. Like, you have your little Tays, your little Pumps. You got people that are kind of, like, 16, 15 years old, younger than that. And then they start maybe, I mean, not Tay, but, like, these rappers are like doing drugs, and then you have somebody like Peep, this other guy. So it scares me that like this is going to happen maybe to other pop stars and singers, like when they start so early. Like J-Lo didn't have that issue, I feel, because she didn't start so young. She started like maybe when she was 18, 20, and then kind of grew into it. And like you said, she had a more structured crew around her.
And it was very specifically structured to provide her with emotional as well as physical support.
And yeah, well, and I mean, not just like these more like mainstream, Selena Gomez, Aaron Carter, Britney Spears, you know, Bella Thorne, like even just those Disney stars you look at and the ones that were thrown into the spotlight so early and like that Disney lifestyle was really hard for a lot of them. Demi and Selena talk about it often that, you know, they struggled to get out. And so, you know, I think that we haven't heard from Selena Gomez on this yet, and Selena Demi have obviously known each other for years. They were on Barney together and then on Disney together.
I know, Barney.
But I think we haven't heard from Selena because it hits that close to home. I think she thinks it could have been her.
Well, listen, she had to come off tour because of her lupus. But even before her lupus, she was having
She had a drug problem.
Emotional issues and other issues. And I agree. But also we know that being a child star, it's very difficult having that kind of pressure when you're so young and you've grown up. We've seen it over and over again.
Yeah.
Child stars who have a hard time transitioning. You know, Justin Timberlake is one of those who didn't. Like, he was lucky he didn't have those particular issues.
Yeah. But Zendaya came out strong. David Henry, like a lot of them, but some of them don't work anymore.
Well, so anyway, she was on tour. Remember there were reports that she was having issues with fans at the meet and greets?
Yeah.
Just a few months ago, there was that one fan who complained because she gave him so little time. And, you know, he had looked up to her for years. He also had addiction issues. And she inspired him to get clean. And he wanted to tell her about some of this, and she just didn't listen. When I heard that, it made me feel like something was going on with her.
And also because she responded to him. Which is really, like, she was like, well, if you don't like, her response wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, this is so, it was like, if you are going to complain about my meet and greets, and I just won't do them.
Right.
That was her response. So
it was not empathetic.
Mm-mm.
And when that all happened, it made me think something's going wrong. I don't think things are going well with her because it wasn't. That's not like who she is. You know, her message for so long was so warm to her fans, and she knew she was an inspiration, and that was important to her. It made me feel like there might be a problem.
Yeah.
And I bet there was. Like, she just was flailing.
Right. Well, and she had gotten very raunchy on stage. Remember, she, like, would give lap dances to Kehlani and, like, make out with her. Like, she was just doing, like,
acting out.
Yeah, acting out. Absolutely.
But so I think that these could have been signs that she had already fallen off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, though, you know, I have to say that all of Hollywood really came out in support of her, and both Joe Jonas, who was her ex-boyfriend before Wilmer, and Nick Jonas, you know, they posted beautiful messages saying that they're there for her and they support her and they want to help her. And as you said before, we're hearing, like, Wilmer is ready to be by her bedside. He is ready to do whatever it takes to help her get better.
Yeah, he wants to give her the help she needs. Lady Gaga posted a really wonderful message. That one really stuck out to me. Just like, she said, if I know my monsters like I do, like we are all there for you. And just giving her support and love. And I just really liked the message that she sent. And Ellen DeGeneres, Kim Kardashian, because apparently when Demi was originally in rehab 6 years ago, Kim Kardashian and Selena Gomez were the only two people she stayed in contact with.
Wow. I didn't know she was close to Kim.
Me either, because she had a little bit of a thing with the Jenners. Like they feuded a little. But Kim, you know, sent a nice message. And I thought it was really cool at Hollywood, even just based on a report that came out without anything being confirmed, really just came out for her and sent love and prayers. So, and Macklemore gave a tribute to her during his show last night. And he's been in rehab and struggled with addiction. And so did Shawn Mendes, gave a shout out to her.
Yeah,
so,
and Ariana Grande sent her love too. I think there's a much deeper understanding of the issues of addiction in Hollywood today. Mm-hmm. Like I got asked, I did a spot on Cheddar TV earlier today, and they wanted to know like why when Britney was having so many problems, you know, years ago, did she not get more empathy? Yeah. Was it people were making fun of her? And I really feel for a couple of reasons. First of all, that it wasn't clear what was really going on with her at first. Then she was like doing weird stuff, like driving around on highways for hours and going into bathrooms with bare feet. Then she shaved her head off. She was sort of being a spectacle, but nobody really knew if there was any drugs involved or what was involved. And she's also clubbing a lot. So I think on one hand, people weren't empathizing because they didn't realize how deep the problem was. Mm-hmm. I mean, she didn't really have an addiction issue. She had a bipolar issue. Right.
She had a mental health issue.
Yes, mental health issues. But I do feel that since that time, there's just Hollywood has confronted the issue of addiction and been open about it, talked about it. Mm-hmm. Stars have come forward, shared their experiences, as well as shared their experiences with mental health issues to such an extent that I think that world and the fan base.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Understands and empathizes. Like, there's been an empathy growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they got rid of the stigma, which is
that's right.
Really
very
wonderful.
Good point. Excellent point.
Really wonderful.
So the thing is we talked to an addiction expert about this because, you know, we wanted to know, will she be able to recover fully? And he raised some issues that it all depends on, you know, how long she was unconscious or not breathing for. Because if she was unconscious for a certain amount of time, she could possibly have had a stroke.
Oh, my God.
As part of, like, it's not unknown to have a stroke when you have an overdose like that. And that could have damaged, you know, made
her vocal cords
her vocal cords or, you know, done some sort of damage that just makes it hard for her to speak.
Yeah.
You know, so these things can happen. It's very, people don't even understand like how dangerous this is, not just in facing death, but that you can have complications. I mean, think of Whitney Houston and her drug addiction. It ruined her voice.
Yep.
So let's also pray that she's alive, that we know she's alive, that she can fully recover, that she heads to rehab right mm-hmm. away. So far, we're hearing that she hasn't completely decided to go yet.
Mm-hmm. Right, because she can't be put in because she's over 18.
Right, she can't be forced in. So, and we know that sometimes addicts don't do the best thing for themselves. Mm-hmm. So she hasn't yet headed to rehab. I mean, maybe she can't yet.
Right.
But we don't know that she's fully decided to go. So let's hope she goes and gets the help that she needs and that her vocal cords and everything else recovers fully.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is your Demi update, but we'll move on to some happier and lighter news. To Bonnie's fave celeb. I think she's your fave celeb. J-Lo. I think so too. Is she your favorite celebrity, Bonnie?
Well, I do admire her a lot because, I mean, I've known her to a certain degree over the years and for many years, and I've really seen her develop. And I never, when I first started covering her, when she was a singer, like mostly known as a singer-dancer, would have anticipated what a blockbuster career she would have and mm-hmm. that she'd get into producing and as well as acting and doing Vegas shows, a Vegas residency. And mostly I really admire that she produces. Like, I think World of Dance is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. But she has the mm-hmm. Fosters, too.
Oh, yeah. This is J-Lo we are talking about. Sorry, I didn't say her name before. But, yes, this is J-Lo, and Bonnie loves her.
I'm a fan.
She's a fan.
I'm a fan.
But who isn't? I mean, come on. Look at that bod. Let's take a look at that gram.
I mean, just look at her Instagram of her bikini photo. She's 49. The body is the body of like a 15, 16-year-old. Like, you would never could tell she's had twins.
I mean, oh my gosh.
And the muscles on there, on her abs. But also her face. Like, she does not look like, there's no filler. Like, she has no lines.
She just look. I mean, just everything. She has had like a comeback in the last few years too. Like, she has always been amazing and on top of things, but just definitely in the last few years, she is just on fire. She has, you know, she did Shades of Blue, like Bonnie said. She produced is it EP on World of Dance, and she's a judge on World of Dance,
yeah,
which is
one. She's really funny on there,
right? One of the top performing shows on television right
now.
Yeah,
I love it.
We recap it every week. If you don't watch it, and then come to Hollywood Life. But. She literally, when she's on the show, she goes, I have goosies. That's just, she's so normal and funny and
she's
cute.
So down to earth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have friends that have worked with her, and they, like, every time they tell me about, like, stories about her, they say, like, she's the most down to earth person could ever meet.
Yeah. And that's how I've seen her too. Like, when I was with her, when I was on that trip with her for 3 or 4 days, like, she was totally down to earth. She's like sitting there eating grilled cheese sandwiches with her kids, with her feet up and making jokes to amuse other people. And she was really cute and sweet. She's a great mom. So, and then I talked to her about her True Love book. And, you know, I kind of knew her story of why she wrote that book and what had she gone through. So, I mean, she really is a very real person. Mm-hmm. And so I'm happy. I just hope that A-Rod really is the one for her because she deserves it.
Yeah. Well, so she celebrated her birthday yesterday, obviously. And she and A-Rod and some friends and family and her kids and A-Rod's kids were all together on the beach. And it looks like they had just a fun day, and she was rocking just a really big ring on her finger, like at her birthday dinner. But I think it looks like costume jewelry, but Bonnie has an opinion.
Well, yes. I don't think they're engaged, and that's our sources are telling us that they don't want to rush into anything. I mean, why would they? She's already...
Right, no, they shouldn't.
No, I mean, she's been married how many times? 4 times? She had a really short first marriage. Mm-hmm. Then she had...
Jason Kidd. Justin.
No.
What?
Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd.
Not Jason Kidd. What's the guy's name?
She was a dancer. She was married to a dancer. Then she was engaged to Ben Affleck. Then she was married to the father of her kids.
I'm trying to remember.
Mark Anthony. Chris Judd.
Yes,
not
Chris
Jason
Judd.
Kidd. Sorry.
Yeah. She's had two romances with two dancers. So Chris Judd, because that was before Casper. He was a dancer too.
So she was only married 3 times.
Right. And then she was with Casper, though, for a long time.
Yeah.
And of course, she was engaged to Ben Affleck, almost married, called off the wedding like the week before, which was a very good idea. Thank God.
Yeah, but love Ben and Jen.
I know, but he was clearly not ready to get married.
That's true.
And look, it never worked out with Jen Garner, and he cheated on her.
True. So
that's the last thing Jennifer Lopez would have needed. So she's already had 3 marriages and a long relationship and 2 other long relationships. So why would she rush into anything? And A-Rod doesn't have a great track record. I mean, he's divorced. Yeah. He's had also a lot of girlfriends.
Didn't he date Cameron Diaz for a bit?
Yes, I met him with Cameron Diaz.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yes. In Las Vegas, hung out with them a little bit. And then he was with Madonna, and he was with Who else was very long term with him? I mean, Cameron was really long term.
Yeah, Cameron was pretty long term.
But then he had another. That's the only one I can think of. He had another
celeb. Let me see.
Okay, you'll look that up while I'll tell you. So
tell me what you think.
But he's been through a lot too. You know, there was all the controversies with him being on steroids. So I see they've both been through a lot of life experiences, and he's I would assume is a lot more mature from all of those life experiences that he's been through. Anyway, he wrote the most beautiful message to her on Instagram for her birthday. And he said, when we were kids, birthdays were exciting because it was all about getting the gifts that we'd be getting. A new bat, dance shoes, maybe a new CD. I see firsthand how that's changed for Jennifer and how she's found joy in sharing with others. For someone who has been about giving everything, she has 365 days a year to our children, our families, the world. I hope today we can give you all the happiness you deserve. I love you, mucho, matcha 13. So that's obviously some kind of nickname they have, Matcha 13. And that was really sweet, him declaring his love for to the world.
Yes, it is. I think that they're really happy together. I know that people who work closely with him in the sports world say that he's happiest that he's ever been.
Good.
But he dated Kate Hudson.
Oh, that's right.
That's who it was. Kate Hudson, Cameron Diaz. And he also apparently went on a date with Bethany Frankel. But that's weird.
Well, what I like though about him is he's never really dated younger women. Like he dates women who are his age or a couple years older. Like he's not one of those guys who's like dating down in terms of age ever. Like when he dated Madonna, she was a lot older than he was. And Cameron Diaz, I think, was older than he was too. So yeah.
Might be the same age.
Maybe a couple years older.
Yeah.
You're looking it up. Okay. But it's just that he appreciates a woman. And, you know, they've really made efforts to be together because he's sort of New York based. She's been LA based until recently. But it seems like they're spending a lot more time in New York together.
He's pulling her
back. Yeah.
She's 3 years older. 45, he's 42. But J-Lo's older than him, too.
Yeah.
She looks better than him.
Yeah. I know. So I like that. Like, he doesn't, you know, he likes a mature, interesting, accomplished woman.
Right.
He's never dated anybody who's just kind of like a corsage for him.
Arm candy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they are arm candy, too, but like, they're the boss ladies. Right. He totally likes boss ladies.
Yeah, like, he likes strong women.
Strong women. Good for A-Rod.
And his wife, I mean, she may not have been famous, but she was also a strong woman too. Mm-hmm. The woman that he was married to and had his children with. So let's hope that he is the one for J-Lo, that this is lasting and that he is totally devoted to her.
Yeah.
And you know what, A-Rod? If you do her wrong, you watch out for me.
Oh, no. Bonnie the Superfan is going to come for you, A-Rod.
That's right. I'm coming for you. She's
come for you.
I got a feeling A-Rod's the final one. I don't know why. But in the beginning, I wasn't sure about it. But now, what was the last interview that they did together? That was, like, adorable. He has, like, the turtlenecks.
Yeah. They were so cute. And also, though, I like that because there were reports in the beginning that they were going to, like, get engaged right away and stuff. And they didn't. And they're so, like, cool and collected and do fun things together and spend a lot of family time and stuff. So, like, I really like that.
Well, listen, you got to think about the prenups that would be involved here.
Oh, Bonnie and the prenups.
I know, but when people are that rich, it's hard to get married because I think, he's done really well, but she's got to be a lot. Has. She's probably, like, triple rich.
Triple.
Compared to him. Like, totally. He might be sort of a, I don't know, $60 million man.
I wonder what his net worth is now.
Okay.
She's got
those residuals and royalties.
That's right. She's probably up to like $300 million. So you don't just get married when you're talking about this much money. And he's got kids. She's got kids. So you got to be careful.
Oh, interesting.
They're just enjoying life.
Tell us.
A-Rod's net worth is $480 million, while Lopez's is around $300
million. How does he get to be $480
million? That's Forbes. That's Forbes.
But you don't make that much. I mean, even if you have $20-30 million
sponsors. Wow. He's had so many sponsors. $480 million?
Hmm. Okay, well.
And also, he's been playing baseball for longer than J-Lo's done, been dancing and singing.
That's not true. No, no.
Yes, he was a baseball player so young.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
My point. They both are super rich.
They are.
You can't just get married. You got to protect your assets.
Like 22 seasons on the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Well, okay. So then let's move on to another couple that we don't know yet if they're talking prenups, but we discussed last week how they should.
Yeah,
and that is Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. And we're hearing that Justin has never been happier. He has no regrets about getting engaged. He is missing no one. And he just feels like he has never felt more secure in a relationship. They don't fight. They really get along. And he's just so happy with her and proud of her and is having the best time being with her.
I mean, they seem happy as clams.
So we just want to let you know that things didn't bust up after like 2 weeks of being engaged. But I mean, think about how tumultuous his relationship was with Selena.
Yeah. I mean, they say that our reports say that Justin and Hailey never think that the honeymoon stage is going to end.
That's right. They want to be in a honeymoon stage forever.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
Sounds so boring.
It doesn't.
Need some fire, some passion.
Well, you can be, that's what a honeymoon is. You're full of fire and passion and chemistry and sex.
Like when you, that's like, oh, I love you. I love you. Like when you're like in a normal relationship, you're like, fight. And then you're like, I love you.
I see.
Is it right?
That's Allie's definition of passion right there.
I love you.
Okay, so in the honeymoon phase, you're boring and sappy. And then in the real next
like the normal life. Relationship.
It's more
passionate. I don't know, guys. I haven't had a boyfriend in like 10 years. Like, I'm not one to talk.
Right? You're the one who's on the 20 dating apps.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's it for today. We've given you the download on Demi. Let's all keep praying for her. And the great news on our hottest lovebirds of Hollywood, Jennifer Lopez and Alexander Rodriguez, aka A-Rod, and Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. And we will talk to you again next week. But listen, guys, give us a review now that we're back. And write us a review, give us a rating. Allie and I promise to be back regularly now.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, guys.